Father, we give you the praise and the thanks this morning. Because you are faithful to us, we say thank you. Thank you because your presence is mighty in this place once again. Thank you because you have called us to your solemn assembly to be able to interact with your spirit, to be able to enjoy the life that comes and flows from only you. Jesus, we bless your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. We ask, Spirit of the living God, that you would encounter us in a great and mighty way in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would teach us your truth. There's a place called the place of wealth. Father, take us there. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Since the Holy Ghost asked me to say that, I'll say it. I will still preach my sermon, so you guys should know. This is part of it, but meditations. And I preach the word. As I was just saying the prayer as I came off stage, the Holy Ghost just brought the meditation to my heart. And he said, you must ensure that you go on this journey to really find the worthy place. Because it's actually a place in God. And this is the way God is putting it to tell it to his people. Maybe I'll take my time to just do an elaborate teaching on it sometimes later. That there is nothing lacking in the economy of God. What did I say? There is nothing lacking in the economy of God. And that place can be said to be the worthy place. Meaning that when you get across to God, or when you take a journey towards this place called the worthy place, don't limit your mind to just only getting material resources. Even though it is there, it is much more than that. The way the Holy Spirit brought it to my heart is that even in this worthy place, that for those who are trusting God for help, there are things that God has stored up in his own worthy place, in his own worthy house, that there are things that can be missing in your body, and you can take a journey to the worthy place and those things will be delivered to you. There is absolutely nothing lacking in God. Nothing. So the worthy place is the place whereby you can say that shalom, shalom, nothing missing, nothing is broken, perfect peace round about. That's the worthy place. Jesus demonstrated this worthy place to us in his own economy. When he came to the place of resources, he told Peter, he said, they came to Jesus and said, Jesus, should you pay taxes or not? He says, well, the Lord of the Gentiles lorded over them, but you see, Peter, now that they have asked us, you know what? Go into the ocean. Go and cast in your hook. The first fish that you cast, catch from it. He says, when you bring it up, open its mouth, you will find a coin. The exact amount that needed to be paid for Jesus and for Peter was in the mouth of a fish. It is the economy of God. It is the worthy place. That says that no matter where you are, no matter what situation you find yourself, you can never be stranded. That's an economy of God. There's an economy of God of the worthy place that while Jesus Christ was walking, he demonstrated it so perfectly. Walking upon the face of the earth, and he was going. And a blind man called him. The Bible said that this man had been blind from birth. And when he approached him, that man says, Jesus, that son of David, have mercy upon me. What do you want? He says, I want to see. Bible says, and Jesus Christ picked mud and spit and them mixed together and placed in his eyes. He went into the economy of God, into the economy of heaven, into the worthy place, and he picked eyes from there and he gave it to the man. It's still the worthy place. It's still the worthy place. Because you see, when it comes to God, It is peace round about. That's why wealth is not only about resources. Wealth is not only about the money you gather. Wealth is about everything that you need supplied in season. Everything that you need readily available. I know the concept of wealth I've talked about in the past few days as much of material, because that's the idea of wisdom. But this is just a part of the wisdom is beginning in my heart. To let you know that if you enter into this wealth, that's why I started with, make sure that you find your journey to this place called the wealthy place. When you get there, you find that there is nothing that you need that cannot be supplied, including the money you are clamoring for. Including that money. Please change the key.
There is a place that I love to dwell. He's the presence of my Father. All the host of heaven gather to worship him, bowing down before him.
Do you know the song?
There is a place that I love to dwell. He's the presence of my Father. All the host of heaven gather to worship him, bowing down before him. There is a place that I love to dwell. It's the host of heaven gathered to worship him, bowing down before him, to worship him.
There is more in God. 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 It is where you choose to dwell. It's a location in God. That's what the Bible calls it, the wealthy place. It is written there exactly, verbatim in God, in the Bible. That place is actually available. It's available. But it takes a journey to get to that place called the wealthy place. The same way that you could have been in the comfort of your house and not come to church today, but you came to church and you found your way down to church. The church is the place. You made your way down there. You didn't just wish it and then you found yourself in church. You made your way there. You need to take a left, to take a right, to take a bike. Whatever, you shall need, you have to get to church. It is the same way that if you want to get to the wealthy place, there is a journey that you need to take to find yourself in that place. That ensures that you are not stranded, that there is nothing that you need that cannot be available. I love that Nathan Abbas song. Bowing down before him to worship him. Bowing down before him to worship him. Bowing down before him
to worship him.
Genesis chapter 26 and verse 12. Genesis chapter 26 and verse 12. The wealthy place programming for wealth. I just wanted you guys to get what God has to say to us this morning. Genesis chapter 26 and verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. I can spend all the rest of my time on that place. Maybe I will teach on finance for the rest of the month. Maybe I will teach on finance for the rest of the month. Then Isaac sowed in that land. There is something that needs to be unpacked when it comes to the wealthy place. When it comes to the wealthy place, like I told you, it is location sensitive. You must make your way down to where it is. It will not come to meet you where you are. Except that place has been the place of your allocation. And Isaac sowed in that land. Isaac was about to take a journey and to leave where he was. I think it was in Gerar. I was about to take a journey to go to, I think it was Egypt. And God told him, Isaac, stay, don't move. I know there is famine in the land, but that's irrespective. If I want you to prosper here, I can make you prosper in this land. There are times when God puts you in strategic locations because that place is tied to your wealth. He wants you to prosper in that land. Then Isaac sowed in the land. In the land. The one God asked him to say, God, Isaac stayed in that land. Not stay too much on this so that I can touch what I need to touch today. You also see from there, that says, and lived in the same year a hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. Do you know what a hundredfold is? A hundredfold. Multiplied by 100. If you sold 1,000 naira, you got how much? 100,000 naira. In fact, there's an argument that is even beyond that. Yes. There's an argument that it is beyond times one, that is 100. Meaning that it is a compendium of one. That means that if you sold out of 1,000, if you sold one, that one has the capacity to yield 10 or 100. So you compress it and then you bring it in folds like that, in folds like that, until it comes in 100 times. So even the equation may not be 1,000 times 100. But that came based on obedience to stay in the land that God had asked him to stay. So wealth is tied to locations. Wealth is tied to locations. The Bible says the man began to prosper. I just want to just give an explanation of that background spiritual before I just get into some other things. The man began to prosper. That means that nobody just appears on the scene being wealthy or being rich. Nobody just appears on the scene being wealthy or being rich. There was a day that the Bible marked it that Isaac began to prosper. He didn't become prosperous. The Bible says, and Isaac became prosperous. No, Isaac began to prosper. Not everybody that begins to prosper continues to prosper. Not everybody that continues to prosper eventually end up becoming prosperous. Because being prosperous is a continuous state in perpetual increase. He began to prosper. So for somebody here who is looking for a get-rich-quick scheme, this is not the way it works. There is a way you begin. There is a time you begin, and there is a way you should grow when it comes to wealth. You have heard it a lot during Bison. That you don't just have, wealth doesn't just come overnight. You grow into wealth. You don't blow into wealth. You heard them, I think, is it Dr. Adebayo say that? He began to prosper. So there will be days that you can refer to as the days of humble beginning. The days you started small and you were scaling your business. The day you started small and God was blessing you bit by bit. When God saw that there is enough financial wisdom, He opens you to another level again. You grow and you expand. The man began to prosper. He began. Some of you have nothing to mark the era of your beginning to prosper. Absolutely nothing. That we can say, well, you are in school. And by the way, school is not guaranteed to prosperity. Ah, if you doubt it, we have examples plenty. That went to school, higher institution, just like you are now. And yet, nothing came out from their life. All they were doing was just eating from hand to mouth. But look at the quality of their life. Not great. The man began to prosper. Then he continued prospering. Meaning that there were things that he did about the prosperity he had initially that ensured that he continued to prosper. There were principles that continued to be in motion. Some of you, you make small money in a particular time. What brought that money? You don't continue to do it and then you say that money will keep increasing. No, the principle states that you must continue doing this for it to continue to happen. He continued to prosper. He continued to prosper. It was a continuous thing. Then he became prosperous. He became prosperous. I can break this thing into three categories and then do a deep in-depth teaching into it. For you to know the principles that make it work. How do you begin to prosper? How do you continue prospering? How do you become prosperous? Three categories. There are things that you must do at each stage. If you don't apply them, you will never move. Began, continued, became. The part of becoming prosperous, like one of the guests was explaining to us, the story of Richard Branson, I will keep sharing over and over again, that they asked Richard Branson, he said, what is the source of your wealth? How come you are able to build Virgin Airlines to become this big? He said, see, I am virgin. Virgin is me. Strip me of all I have now and take me into the desert. When you take me there and you drop me there, he said, I will take the sand in the desert and I will begin to sell virgin sands. I will package the sand so well that the rich will begin to buy from me and I will become prosperous again. Meaning that the wealth was not only in him building Virgin Atlantic, the wealth was the value in him that can convert everything around him into gold. So that process of becoming prosperous, blessed are your ears, that process of becoming prosperous is not about who you are, that there is nowhere you find yourself. Prosperity will still find you irrespective. The becoming of a prosperous man. There's a place of beginning. There's a place of continuing. There's a place of becoming. Where it is you now. Anything you lay your hands upon to do, it prospers because you have not become wealth. You now know the principles that make it work. You have feed yourself the values that attract these things. It became. Well, I'll teach us about this later. Then we break it down. This threefold process. I just thought to bring some of these things to you. Genesis chapter 42, verse 1. Genesis 42, verse 1. When Jacob saw that there was grain in Egypt, Jacob said to his sons, why do you look at one another? And he said, indeed, I have heard that there is grain in Egypt. Go down to that place and buy for us there, that we may live and not die. The next verse. And he said, indeed, I have heard that there is grain in Egypt. Go down to that place and buy for us there, that we may live and not die. Look at that place. Just look at what that place is saying. The reason the children of Israel went into captivity for 400 years was because of their journey into Egypt. Even though it had been prophetically spoken about to Abraham. But you see, what led them down there was a pursuit of what to eat. They had the money, but they had no food. I want to bring something relative out of this, that see, some of the things that push some people into slavery, as it were, that push some people into doing the things that they did not want to do initially, was because they were hungry. There were things that they needed that they couldn't meet. Their needs were piling up. They couldn't cater for those things. So their hands began to enter into iniquity. They went there. And then from that process, they got into slavery. There may be somebody, some of you here under my voice today, that what led you into what you are doing right now that is ungodly is because there were issues in your life, there were issues in your family that you needed to attend to, and there was seemingly no way out, and you had to go and put your hand into iniquity. I understand your pain, but I don't understand your decisions. In every matter, you have a choice. That is why you must develop a holy anger against poverty. No, that's why I put the word holy anger against poverty. Because there are those who are angry against poverty, and the only way that they have to do was to go and put their hands into iniquity. No, you must develop a holy anger. You know what? I have seen poverty first in my family. For me and my own new family, we will never see poverty again. Develop an hatred for it. Develop a disdain for it. Develop a disdain for just being normal. Let me quickly touch on some programming for wealth. Programming for wealth. Number one, programming for wealth. Number one is to make a decision to be wealthy. Say, Pastor, is that number one, to make money? I didn't say how to make money, I said how to be wealthy. But yes, it applies to making money. Make a decision. A decision to be wealthy. 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 3. Let's read something there. Let's have 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 3. Before I read that scripture, let me say something about that decision to be wealthy. Is that see? That Holy Spirit helped me to pass this across rightly. Some of us are too nominal when it comes to the place of wealth. You are fine at whatever level that you're able to reach. I mean, you are okay, like you are nominal about it. There is no fixed gaze to say this thing, you know, I want to achieve it. You are just riding with the tide of life. Wherever if it's only about Bemilo, if it's only about Bemilo, Asha Debe. Wherever life takes me, as though the thing that you are clamoring for is not in the offering. What you are trusting God for is not available for you. Don't just say, if you told about Gomelo or Q Sira Sira, what will be, will be. Don't live your life in that way. Because you see, it will not give you a direction to channel your energy. Let's see something from that place that we read. Or that we want to read. 2 Kings 7 verse 3. Now there were 4 leprous men at the entrance of the gate. And they said to one another, why are we sitting here until we die? Remember where we read in Genesis. What was the reason for going to Egypt? What was the reason for going to Egypt? I can't hear anything, no. Hunger. What was the statement that Jacob made to his sons? People should talk now. Somebody who is good enough should stand up and say what he said. Yeah, just how am I supposed to understand that? What did Jacob say to his sons? So thank you. So that we will live and not die. Now, look at this same narrative again. Because you must see patterns in the Bible. The devil says, now they were four lepers at the entrance of the gate, and they said to one another, why are we sitting here until we die? There was a famine in that place. And they all looking at it, like, these guys had legs. They, you know, growing up, I used to think people who had leprosy, they couldn't walk with their legs. It was later I found out that no, leprosy does not make you unable to walk. Leprosy is just leprosy. It just incapacitates your muscles in a way, and then your skin is deformed, some deformity in your body. So in those days, I used to picture them crippled and they crawled from the gate of Samaria to the camp of the enemies. I said, God, thank you for cleansing my mind. But this is it. They said, why sit we here until we die? This is the same approach I want that everybody who wants to enter into the wealthy place will take. To say, why should I remain on this spot when there is a possibility that if I get to that other part, there will be something for me. There's an abundance waiting for me for here. If I stay here, we die. But if I move, at least I know I have made an attempt. Some of you have never made attempt into changing your story. Never made an attempt. You stay at that particular spot and you say, if you told you back, give me law, if you're not in my law. What kind of an approach to life is that? That's why I said, number one is that you must make a decision to say, as you see, as for me, I will not be poor. And then you take a decision toward that direction. You will take steps in line. Those guys who are there, they knew they were at the risk of losing their lives if they met those people at the camp. They knew it. So they said, in the next verse, what did they say? Verse 4. If we say we will enter the city, the famine is still in the city. Let me contextualize and explain that to you. If you say you will go back to your father's house, there is still famine in your father's house. If you say you will depend on your brother, there is still famine with him. By the way, whatever level of wealth they have, you are supposed to build upon that and then become better. See, we go back to the city. See, there is still famine there. Look at the next part. It says, and we shall die there. And if we sit here, we die also. The way we should say it in pidgin parlance, all die in our waiting, now die. Not be so. So if they sit down there, they will die. If they go back into the city, they will die. But if they go ahead, they may die. Not that they will die. They need the difference. We go back to the city, we will die there. We know that there is no food there. If we stay here, there is still no food here. We will still die here. But if we go, we may not die. We may die, but we may not die. There is a possibility. So if there is a possibility of wealth in your future, why are you not taking steps towards that direction? I know there is a possibility. I know I can be wealthy. I know if I take that step towards my wealthy place, I know I can still make it there. I may get there and eventually not make it. But still, at least I know I took the steps I should have taken. Some of you are here and you are afraid of start taking steps towards the other place. Some of you have a resentment towards wealth. Some of you have fear of wealth. I don't even know how I will act if I become wealthy. Will I be dancing? If I'm smelling like that, I spray a perfume of 100,000 naira. How will people be looking at me? Baba Isha and waste over. And then you're like, why just spray perfume here? Come on, you're going to be lower. And then you are afraid of the possibility of being wealthy. I tell you the truth that people, even in this auditorium, they have that feeling. Why sit here and die? Why wait on your parents and die when you can take your own journey and say, see, you have lived your life. Thank you for sending me to school. Now it's my time to take a journey. There is a better. You have done your own. You end up here. Me, I will not end up here. I will take my own journey to the future. If I die when I get there, at least I know I tried. Don't be nominal. Make a decision to be wealthy. a decision. Look at what happened to them. And they rose at twilight to go to the camp of the Syrians. And when they had come to the outskirts of the Syrian camp, to their surprise, no one. Let me tell you, this place called the wedding place is not crowded. It's not crowded. Have you not seen the statistics? 20% of the billionaires have 80% of the world's wealth. Just 20%. Will you tell me that the wedding place is crowded then?
No.
Submit so I will take my own journey. I will take my own journey. And I know because I am of God, I will not die trying. I will get to that promised land. Bible says, when they got there, no one was there. Let's keep reading so that I can move on to other things. For the Lord had caused the army of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and the noise of horses, the noise of a great army. So they said to one another, look, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to attack us. Therefore they arose and fled at twilight and left the camp intact, their tents, their horses, and their donkeys, and they fled for their lives. And when the lepers came to the outskirts of the camp, they went into one tent and ate and drank, and carried from it silver and gold and clothing, and went and ate them. Then they came back and entered another tent and carried some from there also, and went and ate it. Those guys were just plundering everything. Let me tell you, it is the same way that the rich people are plundering the world today. That's how you hear the saying, the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting what? You will choose the side of the divide that you want to be. You will choose the side of the divide you want to be. It's your choice. It is your choice. This is the worldly place. We can't force you there. We can't pray you literally to it. We can pray the blessing upon you, but we can't push you to get there. You will make a choice. As for me and my family, we will enter the worldly place. It's a choice. Make a decision to be worldly. How do you identify somebody who has made a decision to be worthy? Tell me 1, 2, 3 things you are doing now that shows that you are on the path of the worthy place. Are there books you are reading that points to wealth? Is there a business you are doing that ensures that you are trying to make money and to build wealth? Is there a solution you are creating that solves people's problem that is going to build wealth for you? That way, we will know if you are on your path to wealth. Some of you have not made a decision to be worthy. That's why you are here. When I graduate from school, I will go and get a job. And there's nothing bad with going to get a job after you are done from school. You are a businessman. Show me what you are doing practically now to scale your business. You have stayed on this business of selling just only 5 pieces or 5 pieces of your product per week. What are you doing that will ensure that it goes from 5 to 10? There must be a methodology that can get you there. Show me what you are reading on. Show me what you are feeding on that ensures that you get there. It's a decision. It doesn't start with connection. It doesn't start with capital. It starts with a decision to be wealthy. I decided when I was growing up. I see this, my parents lived. I will not live that way. It was a decision. It was a decision. That decision drove me to stock up my mind. Because I know if my mind is growing, my life will grow alongside with it. So I went to places. Like that's why I was quite appalled that people were saying this. I went to conferences. I didn't have so much money. But I would go to conferences and I would buy books almost worth of 50,000 naira to come back home. My wife knows. I went to a conference of Reverend Samademi, Excellence in Leadership in Lagos. The books I bought was close to 40,000 naira. What am I saying? What's 40,000? After I bought for myself, I bought 10... Is it 10 pieces or 20 pieces of one book that it was selling at a cheaper price? And I bought it and I started distributing to people. I said, you, take. You have done some crazy things in this world. I bought and I was distributing. My wife knows. I was distributing. I bought books with my money. So you don't even have a library. You can't even boast of one book that is in your own name. And you are telling me on a journey to a wedding place, I'm sorry for you. You will only collect salary and finish it before the month ends. And then you will be taking loan before the next salary comes. Because you have to be financially intelligent. It starts from a decision to be wealthy. A decision. I came here this morning to share my house with you. Don't ask, your story can change. Your life can change. Things can change for you. Drastically they can change for you. I decide to be wealthy. It will drive me to find these things, the secrets to this wealth, wherever it is light, wherever it is kept, I will search and keep searching. There's a secret to it, I will keep searching. It's a decision. It's a decision. That decision now prompts you actions. Number two, it's quite related. Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 11. Proverbs 8, 11. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. Verse 12. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. If you keep reading that verse of scripture, you would keep seeing a lot of things that it says wisdom did. But there's a particular point I am going to that I won't want anyone here to miss. Verse 21, quickly, let's read that together. I want everybody to read together. Are you there? Verse 21. Can you echo that? 1, 2, 3, go. That I may cause them who inherit me to do what? See, there are things that attract and compel wealth in your life. That's why the topic for this one is a programming for wealth. There's how you can program your life that will bring you into this place of wealth. You can program your life and you will know the outcome. You cannot be poor. I knew the days I said goodbye to poverty without faith, and I didn't have money in my pocket in those days, but I knew I could not be poor anymore. I knew it without a shadow of doubt. I may not have all I need now, but I'm telling you, I said goodbye to poverty a long time. My mind has shifted. I have left that zone a long time ago. That I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. You must love and seek for wisdom. Lord, wisdom is what brings wealth to people. Wisdom causes men to inherit wealth. Lord, what is the wisdom dimension that I need that can bring wealth for me? Like I was asking some of you, what exactly have you read? Which wisdom have you interacted with that is going to ensure that you are wealthy, sir? One thing I love watching is interviews. Because the interviews are intentional questions to bring out people's stories. You were here yesterday when we did like a short interview for Mr. Tunde Abidora and Dr. Adebayo Akudekule. Would any of you have known that that thing happened in their story? That is you intentionally seeking for wisdom to find out how did these men get to the place that they got to. There is something they knew. There are precepts that they follow. There are principles that they follow that took them there. Did you hear the amount of books that Mr. Tony Abidjan said he has? 9,000. 9,000 books. A human being. 9,000. Some of you don't even have 9K in your account. It's not shaming. I'm just saying people even have books more than you have money. And by the way, do you know that books are not plenty free online? PDFdrive.net. And then you have a lot. And you can sit down like a student and begin to consume. Say, for those who love me, for those who love me wisdom, they inherit wealth. And I will fill their treasuries. I will fill it. Wisdom is the component that attracts wealth into your life. Yes. You will become a man of unusual wisdom. There's a wisdom that comes from above. There's a wisdom that God has placed in men. There's a wisdom that God has placed upon the earth that you must keep searching for. And you say, because wisdom will attract wealth, I will make sure I go back and I search for this wisdom wherever it can be. Wherever it can be. Wherever it can be. See, to change your life is not too hard, sir. It's not too hard. I tell you, it's not too hard. I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth. Have I told you what number two is? Okay, I said get financial knowledge and wisdom. Get financial knowledge and wisdom. It doesn't start with money. Get that into your mind. It does not start with money. It starts with wisdom. It starts with knowledge. That's how it starts. Let me not stay too much on that. See, there are some things that the Holy Spirit will never teach you again by himself. There are some things he will never have to teach you again by himself, because he has taught some men on this earth and he has put it in books. I can't be praying to God and asking God for church growth strategies now when there are people like David Yonggi Cho who have grown the largest churches in the world. When there are people like Bishop David Oyedepo who are building mega auditoriums that takes over 120,000 people. I cannot be asking God, God, show me the secret to church growth again. God has told some men, go there and search for the wisdom that they encountered. He has given it to men. Which one are you searching for? See, everything that you are going through has keys that unlocks them. They have keys that unlock them. They have keys that unlock them. You have a key to a door in your house. Because I have a bunch of keys does not guarantee that I have access into your house. What guarantees access into your house is if I have the keys to your padlock or the key to the lock of your room. So I have a bunch of keys. Doesn't mean that I will stand before any door and I will open it. It's a lie. So you have spiritual keys, spiritual knowledge, but you lack financial knowledge. You will stand before doors, you will heal the sick, you will raise the dead. But the moment you stand before financial doors, you will still struggle like someone that does not have God. Because the keys to wealth, you don't have it.
Show us the ancient path. Lead us along eternal highways. We want to follow the footprints of Jesus. We want to enter your rest. Show us the ancient path. Lead us along eternal highways. We want to follow the footprints of Jesus. We want to enter your rest.
There are ancient paths that God has created already. God will not come to create some paths again for you. You can pray till tomorrow, he will not communicate some things to you again. He already taught some men. That's why you have to go back to some men to go and learn some things one more time. You will search for wisdom where God has placed them. There are places wisdom is hidden. And today, wisdom is hidden in plain sight, yet some men never find it. It's hidden in plain sight. It used to be tougher to get materials in those days. In the days when we were growing up, e-books were not so much. But now you have the luxury of even attending to e-books. That is why the more something is plenty, the more people don't value it. I've come to find that out. The more available something is, the more people don't value it.
Yala makura namashaya.
Show us the Haitian's paths.
Lead us along eternal highways. We want to follow the footprints of Jesus. We want to enter your rest. These are the ways that men enter into rest. Following the Haitian's paths. Number three, you must engage in business.
Mr. Tunde Abidero told us yesterday what exactly business is. He gave us the derivative from the 16th century. Proverbs 13 verse 11. Proverbs 13, 11. Wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished. But he who gathers by labor will increase. Wealth gathered by dishonesty will be diminished. But he who gathers by labor shall do what? Will increase. That means that there is a labor dimension. There is a business dimension to increasing by wealth. Like I've always said, and I will keep saying and drumming it in your ears. Some of you, the only concept of God blessing you that you know is that God will send your uncle to come and give you money. Or God will touch the heart of your auntie. Or God will provide for your job that day so that they can give you money. Is that the only way God can bless you? Is that the only way? Is that the only way? Is that the only way God can bless you? And that scripture, and then I'll say a few things about it. Psalm 107 verse 22 to 24. Psalm 107 verse 22 to 24. Psalm 107 verse 22 to 24. It says, let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Verse 20 and 24 is where I'm going to. Please follow attentively. It says, those who go down to the sea in ships, who do business on great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders where? In the deep. See, pay attention and let God revolutionize your mind this morning. That there is a participation, there is a role you have to play. Bible says that whatever your hand finds to do, do it well. That means that there is a part of you presenting something to God for him to bless that will increase you, and you should start from now. Don't just wait that until I start earning salary. That is when I can begin to prosper. You can start prospering from right now. From right now. I didn't say tomorrow. From right now. By supplying value. He was talking about thanksgiving. And then he was talking about those who get into abundance by thanksgiving. He says those who go to the deep waters. He didn't talk about those who are hiding. He says those who go to the deep waters. Those who go to go and fish in the deep. For those who go to go and fish in the deep, do you know how many miles they travel from the coast to where they want to catch it before they can get those fishes? Those are the places that they truly call the deep. There are some fishes you will catch in the shore. You can never catch such fish. So there are some fishes that you can only catch in the shore. You will never catch some kind of fishes in the shore. You will have to travel to the deep to go and get them. That's why they are expensive. This is just by the way. There was a particular fish that there's this influencer online that usually you already post and encourage people to buy like this. They call it the fish platter. And just that, you see the fish like this. From like here to here. That's how long the fish is. What am I saying? It's almost as long as this. They will not serve it. They will not put tomato. No, you've seen those things before now. I know some of you are eating it. But anyway. They will not garnish it. They will not put it on the table. Then you now see like four men sit down and land it, and they will pay 1.5 million. There are some species of fishes that they will never catch on the Nigerian shore. They have to order the fish from Cameroon. I was watching the video. I was like, wait, why is this fish so expensive? I mean, Ejani now. Why is this fish this expensive? And guy says that, do you know the cost of importing from Cameroon? I say, calm down. Cameroon, this same fish I eat, they have to import it from Cameroon. Because for you to get the fish of that variety, it does not come just on the shore. There is a kind of place that they will travel to for them to catch those kind of fish. So the rarity of the fish is what gives it value. So the Bible is not saying here that those who do business. See, when the Bible uses words, know what he's saying. He meant what he's saying. Those who do business on great waters, who travel to the deep to go and fish. He said, they shall see the wonders of God in the deep. Aspire to do business on great waters. Aspire to do business to a very, very reasonable depth. That is when you will see some wonders of God that you never knew existed. Some of you know Dr. Cosmas Maduka. All of you are here spending 4 or 5 years in Lautec. Some of you have spent 8 years in Lautec. Or some of you spent, I don't think anybody's spending present now, but some spent 8 years in Lautec. This guy does not have a university. Forgive me, sir. You're not a guy. This man doesn't have a university degree. Yet, he's one of the biggest billionaires in Nigeria, even in Africa today. And people that went to school, we invite him to come and speak in their conference, to come and teach them how to make money. One of the most sought-out speakers in Africa when it comes to wealth, Dr. Cosmas Maduka, doesn't have a university degree till date. Never went to the four walls of the university. But yet, when he speaks, you can see the plethora of wisdom. You look at him like that and you say, what an enigma. What did this man learn and encounter that made him this big? You guys can change your financial story. You can. What that man controls when it comes to money. There's no time for him to start explaining some of his businesses to you. Whether you like it or not, every day. So far you enter bus. Cosmos Maduka collects your money. One way or the other, he collects your money. Almost anything they ship into Nigeria that involves cars, that involves the engine oils that oils your car. Virtually every connect that brings that into Nigeria is through Dr. Cosmos Maduka. He has partnership with all the major car dealers in the world. All the major car dealers in the world. I mean all. So you want to buy the part. If it's 10 naira out of your money, so far you enter bus and the driver increases the bus because parts are expensive, Cosmos Maduka has a share in it. He has a share. He's doing business on great waters, sir. On great waters. What will you sell that will begin to command wealth in your direction? It doesn't have to start big. It can start small. But know that that is not the decision. It's for you to grow big. That's the decision. This question may be funny, but answer it genuinely. One times one is what? I'm not trying to test your knowledge now. One times one is what? Two times two is what? Now, I know you went to school. So you're in school, actually. No. I hope you know that 1 million times zero is equal to what? 10 million times zero is equal to what? 1 billion times zero is equal to what? No matter what you have in your hand as a potential, if you multiply it by zero, it will never increase. Never increase. Never increase. Because what you have in your hand that you don't dare to multiply, number one, it will either remain the same or it will begin to decrease because you still need to spend for you to live. So you have 1 millionaire today and you're not doing business with it for it to increase. Tomorrow morning you will need to eat, you will remove 1K or 2K. Monday afternoon, you need to do big boy. You go and buy shirt. That money is no longer 1 million naira, sir. What's happening to it? It's decreasing. But what ensures that either the money remains the same or it increases is by what you multiply it. So if you say 1 million times one, it now remains 1 million. But the moment you say 1 million times two, even though two is not so great a number, but maybe you make it two, what happens? Becomes how much? Times three. Times 10. Times 30. Times 100. This is how it is that money must keep increasing in your hands. But the moment it doesn't multiply by anything, it remains zero. Zero. There is a lot of opportunities around that you can leverage in honor as a student that can change your financial story. Some of you, what you need is what will pay your school fees through school. And it will come if indeed you pay attention. Let me just stop somewhere here. I'm just telling that the wealthy place is possible, and there are programmings that you can have to take into the wealthy place. Okay? Just give me a few minutes and I'll finish up on the subject. Number four, let me just quickly finish it so next week I can go to something else. Number four, get visibility. Now, I'm going to narrow down into more business owners now. Get visibility. 1 Samuel chapter 17, number 24. I will show you how people pass away opportunities that can multiply their lives. 1 Samuel 17, and verse 24. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were dreadfully afraid. Go to verse 26. Okay. Let's stay verse 25. So the men of Israel said, "Have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel. And shall be that the man who kills him, the king will enrich with great riches. We give him his daughter and give his father's house exemption from taxes in Israel." Then David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, "What shall be done for the man who kills the Philistine?" Sorry. The tab just died. David, you're a liar. Give me my phone. Battery is low. Thank you. Says, "What shall be done for the man?" Say, "No, funny, I am." "What shall be done for the man?" Verse 26. "Who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" And the people answered him in this manner, saying, "So shall it be done for the man who kills him." Look at that. Then Eliab came, his older brother, and heard. When he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger was aroused against David, and said, "Why did you come down here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the insolence of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle." And David said, "What have I done now? Is there not a cause? Now follow me." Look at verse 30. Look at verse 30 very quickly. "And then he turned from him toward another and said the same things. And these people answered him as the first one did." This was David looking for visibility. He came and he asked a question. There was a problem that could make everybody, every young man in that place. Nobody took the opportunity. But David came and said, "What will happen to the man who kills this giant?" He says, "See, he will give you, you become the king's son-in-law. This, that." He said, Then the brother came and said, "Oh God, shut up your mouth. I know you came to the world, come and see the world." And David turned away from him and asked another person, "The king needs to hear this thing I am about to sell. I can kill a giant. Who can take me to the king? Make noise about what you are selling. Make noise about the value that you carry. Nobody will give you what you deserve. They will only give you what you demand." David deserved. He had been fighting. See, let me show you another way again that he makes noise. Just let me show you. You will see. that David was not, he was not a gentleman. No? He was not gentle. Rah, 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 rah. Give me verse 31 or thereabouts. Look at verse 32. Verse 32. Okay, let's start from verse 31. Now, when the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul, and he sent for him. How will they report to Saul if David was not speaking out loud? How will they report? How? But because David kept speaking about it, he kept, see, I can sing very well. You will go on Instagram and then you record yourself doing a live voice. Sing your song. Shout your sound. Whatever way you want. Just let people know what you can do. Some of you are afraid of visibility. Let people not see me. The best place your voice has ever sounded is in the bathroom. The most beautiful time you have ever been is in front of your mirror. The moment you leave your mirror, you will clean the makeup, you will clean everything, and then you will change your hair back again. How can I look this beautiful? And then you go out and you say, no man, no, let me just be a gentle girl. Let me look at you as I'm... Oh, you don't know that there are people that do that? Get visibility. Let people see you for what you can do. Because after that, David sent for David. Who is this person that says he can kill Goliath? Bring him to me. When David got there, do you know what David did? I like David. David brought out his CV. One day, a lion came. I killed the lion, sir. Have you killed the lion before? So I said, who be this? Sir, got it down. One day, I killed a bear. I took it by his bear. I pulled it. That's what he said now. I just said it's in Nigeria. I took it by the beard and I struck it and I killed it. Sir, I have killed both the bear and the lion. This uncircumcised Philistine too will be like every one of them. Marketing, visibility, sir. You have a gift, you will keep it in the room. Nobody knows what you can do. Nobody is paying you anything for your services. Some of you will be doing something for free that you ought not to be doing for free. This thing has going to be me. See, you will make this money. You see, I'm preaching with my heart like this. Nobody knows you for what you can do. Absolutely no one. Go and get visibility. Shout about your business. Shout about what you can do. David got there and was like, humble. Sir, I can't be here. You think that was the way he was saying it? Some of you are too humble for you to make money. Too humble for money. They ask. Who can build me a very proper website? Sir, I can try. Need a website, sir? Well, let me just listen about the C panel coding of it. What can you call Lena? Sir, the website I have done, can you you will dress it in the coat of many colors. Some of you are not here this morning. You will bring something out that makes people attracted to you. Every place David turned, they say, shut up, you can't do it. He went to his brother. I said, shut up, you came here to come and see the battle. He turned again. Somebody will be there that will refer you to the people that can pay for your services. Somebody will pity you enough to say, this guy, at least he has been shouting. Let's even test what he can do. That may be the key to your breakthrough. But some of you are too humble to become wealthy. Visibility. And Saul said, now that you said this thing, I hope you know that Saul has never seen David fight. Saul had never seen David in battle. In fact, David was not wearing a battle armor. But because of how he spoke about himself and the confidence with which he spoke, Saul still sent him to battle, yet he never saw him fight before. For some of you that you will get some businesses in a short while, it will not be because of your competency. It will be because you spoke up. They will bring some opportunity your way. Say, no, I can't do it. You should have heard what Nelson said here. Nelson, he was so close for people that the guy can't press feather. And was making money from clothing. What's your excuse? You think you have to do it every time by yourself? Visibility. Everybody say visibility. Shout how it be visible. Oh, I will be visible. I receive a grace for visibility. There's a visibility that the devil gives. There's one that God gives that no man can cover. When the devil gives you visibility, he gives you so that you can go and perish. When God gives it to you, it's because preparation has not met opportunity. Now it's time for you to shine. The brother of Jesus Christ was telling him, you can perform all these miracles. Go and show yourself to the world. Say, my time is not yet come. But there was a time Jesus Christ was not announcing. The Bible says, and his fame began to do what? Began to spread abroad. Began to spread abroad. Just like Jesus Christ would intentionally do some miracles. Say, that you may know that the Son of Man has the power to forgive sins. Now, rise up and walk. That's why I tell the people, don't say anything about it too. But then when he made the man of God, he said, don't say anything. He said, no, go back. Go and kill them. Go and tell them. Don't hide yourself behind the mirror and keep admiring yourself by yourself. Let me close. Number 5, develop a healthy relationship with money. Develop a healthy relationship with money. Psalm 35 and verse 27. Psalm 35 verse 27. It says, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause, and let them say continually. Everybody, let's echo the last part together. Are you there? Psalm 35 and verse 27. You are not opening your Bible? Psalm 35 and verse 27. It says, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause, and let them say continually. Now let's read the last part together. Who has what? Pleasure in the prosperity of his who? The Lord has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. If you are a servant, he has pleasure in your prosperity. Some of you don't like money. I will tell you why. Calm down. You're like a pastor. The bad moment you need to go see by. Calm down. I will show some of you that you don't like money now. Do you? Now some of you are not good to say it again. Like, before pastor cuts me now. Some of you have never embraced the thought of being wealthy. Never embrace the thought of being wealthy. That you picture it and you see yourself in it and you keep dreaming it. The thought of being wealthy repels some people. It means they feel jittery. Timbalo, is how many of you want $100 million? Sir, hi, sir. You are not so bold to embrace money. To embrace being worthy, to embrace the life that is 100 times or 1,000 times beyond your current life. Let me say something more closer to that. There are some of you who speak against wealthy people. You see a young man making ways. Buy all that but she make a way by himself. How do we know that he made his money? Long long month to see that girlfriend don't find you. Lulu, you know, they talk, some, not all. Some of you, the thought of people being young and wealthy, like, how can it be having this money at a young age? How? Some of you talk against people who are wealthy, you talk against them. You call your uncle. I need 20,000 naira. Go say, sorry, I don't have money now. Say, That's how all those rich men do. That's how they all do. As if that you're the only one that are rich in this world. And they begin to talk against them. And you have never been in their shoes. You don't even know. Because you see, when a rich man, you ask a rich man for money and he says he doesn't have it. It's not like he doesn't have that currency. What he needs is greater than what you need. You need 100K to pay school fees. He needs 100 million for him to be able to secure the next container. And he still has 90 million in his account. So maybe you come because you now saw 92 million. And can say, So out of 92 million, this man cannot just give me 100K. This man is stingy. Whereas what that man is looking for, he's still looking for 8 million naira to complete the money for him to do the next business. If the man is not doing the business, can you ask for 100K? But yet, all those rich people, well, he's got a punishment of them. You know, resentment with wealthy people because you have an entitlement mentality that they must give you something. That's it. Some of you don't have a relationship with money. How many of you have money in your pocket here with you? You have money in your pocket anywhere around you here presently. I am not asking for it. What's wrong with people? How many have money here? You think I have to collect it? Cash, yes, cash. All of you are doing cashless. Now, suddenly you are doing cashless. Suddenly you are doing cashless. You have money with you presently. It's just a sub. You have money to be presently. And it's with you where you are seated. Let me see your hands up. Why are you scared now? You don't even know what I want to do. Let me take a sample, okay? My brother come. My sister come. Come with the money. Just come. 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 No, keep the hands raised up. Blessing come. Eunice come. You all have money with them. You have money with you, right? Stand. Yes, all of you that come, quickly come. I want to show you something. Come up, come up, come up. Let people, upstairs people are wondering what this man is doing. Come. They all have money with them, right? Bros, if you are shy, you can go back. Right. Let's see the money. Bring it out. Okay? Bring out your money. Wait, we are not doing a dog here. This is not to showcase what they have. Come. Come. Bring out the money. Show us the money. No, don't. Just bring out the money. Just hold the money exactly that same way. Show the money. Just show it. Look at the way his money is. Look at the way his money is. Look at the way his money is. Look at the way their money is. Tell me here, which of them is having the eldest relationship with money here? How did you pick? Because of the way they are treating money presently. You see money, you squeeze it, you put it to your pocket. You cannot even properly arrange it. And you want money to come to you. Develop a healthy relationship with money. Money, I know. See, be happy to come to me. Slit it in your wallet. Put it properly. Don't tell people to give offering to God. You will squeeze it like this. You will squeeze it like this. And then you put it inside the offering bag. Can you see why money doesn't want to come to some of you guys? I'm serious. Because of the way you treat money. It starts from these basic elements. My relationship with money. If you see it as that, you will value the way you keep it. You don't give any value to it. Like I said, I see some of you, you think you are. These are only a specimen. If we have to go now, you will see the way money is in some people. Some people, they will put it in their backpack, they will sweat on top of it. We know to give back, man. Jesus Christ. It's funny, but it's not funny. Develop a healthy relationship with money. A healthy relationship with money. Let money feel like coming to you if money had ears. Because they do. They do. They do. You can treat wealth the right way. He can be attracted to you. When people see the way, but boy, he told you, I move your wallet. But the wisdom of you keep money. You say, the last one that came to his house. Now, so far, the guy so far before you come out to, I love you. Yes. When you begin to have a proper relationship with money and you are able to arrange it to a day, you now know that not all money is meant for spending. Some of you, every money that enters your hand is for spending. Money knows that if it comes to you, you can never multiply. It will only diminish. Money will not want to come to you. I'm telling you, develop what? A healthy relationship with what? Not all monies are meant to be spent. You see who I'm talking to? Not all monies are meant to be spent. There are monies that are meant for saving. There are monies that are meant for investment. There are monies that are meant to be given out. Don't hold back what should go out. And don't send out what should be kept. Develop a healthy relationship with it. These are men grow and build things that last. And build wealth that lasts. But if you treat it anyhow, maybe it's just money. You have seen those who... See, money is not paper. It's actually the mindset that you are using to relate with it. Happened that there was a particular man that was said that he and his son were stranded in a particular place that was very, very cold. And then he burnt $1 million note to keep his daughter well, to keep his daughter warm. To tell you that this paper is nothing. But the way you relate with it shows your kind of disposition towards it. It begins to help you grow a healthy mindset. Is somebody being blessed today already? Please celebrate that. Go back to their seats. By the way, that's not to show who they are. It's just to show the example of how to relate to it. Thank you. Father, we bless your name for your word this morning. Thank you because you are faithful and true. Thank you for your life that you've imparted to us this morning. I ask in the name of God that let there be increase to your people. Let there be increase to your people. Abundance comes to you. Wealth comes to you. In the name of Jesus, you will not lack anything good. May the Lord bless you and increase you and cause you to expand to the right and expand to the left. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
How they believe in Amen. Hallelujah.